thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for another day. Another day of your grace, we thank you. Another day of your faithfulness, God. Another day that you have made, God, and we thank you for it. Now, God, we invite your presence on this line, asking you to move by your spirit and move by the anointing. Even as we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you increase within us, God. Continue to fill us up, God, with revelation, knowledge, understanding of your word. God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn it to Genesis, the 37th chapter, the 23rd and the 24th verses. That's Genesis, the 37th chapter, 23rd and 24th verses. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it says, "So it came to pass, when Joseph had come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him. Then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And today's topic is In the Pit. Genesis 37 chapter and 23rd and 24 verses describes how Joseph's brothers stripped him of his multicolored coat and threw him into a dry pit. This event is a key part of Joseph's story, showing their betrayal, jealousy. But their plan was not to kill him, and their actions inadvertently helped fulfill God's plan for Joseph to save more lives later. So we're going to look at this story and we're going to see the incident of it, because when Joseph reached his brothers, they stripped him of his special robe, a robe that his father gave him, whom his father loved him so dearly. And that's when the brothers got upset and jealous because their father loved him more. And they threw him into a pit which was empty of water. So the brothers' intent was, their action prevented his death, possibly due because Reuben's intervention, because Reuben did not want them to kill him. They had previously planned to kill him, but they ultimately just cast him into the pit. So the divine irony of it is, the brothers' attempt to throw Joseph's destiny away, actually to set in motion the events that would lead to its fulfillment. See, they thought they was doing something by throwing him in the pit. But just by throwing him in the pit, Joseph's destiny unfolded. Come on here, somebody. You're going to get this. They did not realize that their actions would be a part of God's plan to save lives, as Joseph would do later on. Even though you are in the pit, you have been talked about, lied on, people have came up against you because of jealousy. You didn't even do that. You are just walking upright before God. You're doing what God has called you to do. They have spoke ill of you, coming up against you in the spirit realm. But listen to me, it is all part of God's plan. Yes, it don't feel good, but it is for your good. It is all part of the plan of God. So when you are in the pit, it is so tempting to have a pity party. Yes, it is. Because you always saying, woe is me. Do anybody see what I'm going through? Can anybody feel my pain? And the first thing you would say, why did this happen to me? How could this go so wrong? You are right where Joseph was. Joseph was so hated by his brothers that they threw him in a pit to die. It was an injustice that was done to him. Yes, it was. So, you did the right thing, but the wrong thing happened. You can either get sour and bitter, or you can do what he did and trust God in the pit. You see, Joseph didn't fold. Joseph didn't murmur. Joseph didn't complain. He didn't become bitter. He became better. He didn't become bitter. He became better. Joseph centered his life around God, just like we should. We should center our life around God. I know you're saying, where is God in all of this? How could he let this happen to me? God has not forsaken you. He is right there in the valley with you. He is right there walking and guiding you through your pit of despair. Yes, we are in a government shutdown. There are chaos that has broken out all around us. Things are happening so quickly. God is right in the midst. You see, everything that happened to Joseph was in God's plan. Everything that's going on is in God's plan. And his plan is for us to trust him more. His plan is for us to ignite our faith and believe that he is a God that is going to do exactly what he says he is going to do. People of God, we are not going to understand everything God is doing. There are difficult times when a pit has been ordained by God. And his plan for Joseph's life was to rule the nation of Egypt. And people of God, listen to me well. A pit does not feel good. No, it don't. But while you are in that pit, you need to embrace that pit. You need to allow God to minister to you in that pit. You need to open up and say, God, I'm scared. And you need to say, God, whatever your plan is, do it for my life. God, I am uncertain, but I know you know what is better for me. I don't. You need to allow God to work on you. You need to allow God to have his way. When the enemy hears how God is getting ready to raise you up, guess what's going to happen? He's going to come. He's going to bombard. He is going to try to detour the plan of God. He is going to try to get you off focus so you will not hear the voice of God. And people of God, listen to me well. It is hard to listen to the voice of God when chaos comes, when your emotions has, listen to me well, overpowered your spirit. Ooh, mother de oboshi. When your emotions and when you get our focus and focus on what's going on, you are not listening to nobody. You are not even hearing God because your emotions has overrode your spirit. You see, that pit was ordained to get him to Egypt and led to other difficult situations before he finally became prime minister. You see, everybody has a God-ordained pit because that's where you're being made. And I'm like this, when God gives me my all, I don't waste my all. Be like the five foolish virgins. They had to get all the oil they need just to keep their lamp burning. And we have to. We cannot waste our oil. That's when we are in the pit. God is refilling us. God is talking to us. And that's when we have to calm down and say, okay, God, settle my spirit down. Settle me down. What do you want me to learn while I'm in the pit? The pit was ordained to get him to Egypt. Your pit is ordained to get you to where God wants you to be. Oh, somebody get this. See, sometimes life won't make sense. Life just be lifing, as they say. It's not going to make sense. In fact, God says his ways. He said, my ways are not your ways. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. People of God, you are doing the right thing, but it hasn't worked out. Listen to me well. You have to trust that God is still in control and he knows what he's doing. Many times we want to do God's work when God is saying, trust me, let me get you through this. It is all part of the plan. I'm in the pit for right now, but I'm not going to stay in this pit. I'm going to learn the lesson. I'm going to allow God to work on me, to work in me, to work through me. Oh, and thank you, Holy Ghost. Embrace your pit. Oh, my God. We all have different pit experiences. But you embrace your pit. Allow God to speak to you through your pit. You see, when your enemy do you wrong and they expect you to die spiritually and things do not come your way, what they don't understand, it is igniting you to go further. You're not going to stay in that pit. You're not going to have pity parties in that pit. But you're going to do what God has called you to do. No matter what goes on, you're going to do what God has called you to do because you're going to realize, hey, God, you're still in control and you know what you're doing. And I'm going to relax and let you do it. He's already planned the end from the beginning. Somebody better catch that. He's already planned the end from the beginning. This is what faith is all about. You know, we talk faith until it's time to walk it and to do what you need to do regarding faith. Come on, let us pray. Father, thank you that the pit we find ourselves in are only temporary stops along the way to our final destination. Father God, we thank you that we can offer you a sacrifice of praise. For tuning in on today, remember, praise your way in the pit. Go back and read the story of Joseph. Joseph's life was God-centered. He knew that God had a plan, even though the enemy thought what he did to Joseph was going to shut him up and was going to keep him from his destiny. He knew that God had a plan for his life. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood.